Dear Sally, you should probably be sitting down for this.
Just kidding. Welcome to our new podcast, sort of, and our first episode. Yay. I know, we have some questions to answer, right? Where have we been? What have we been doing? What are we doing?
Gilmore Girls.
God.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Oh, no. Sorry. I didn't even think I was going to add this into this episode, but side note, I accidentally promised Rebecca that I was going to watch Gilmore Girls in its entirety by January.
January, you said.
It's really coming up quick. Anyways, the question that I've been getting the most of is, what are we going to talk about? Fair. Why are you guys coming back?
I know. We were just talking before we had started recording, and I said I feel totally unprepared with what we're going to talk about. So might be a rough episode, but I doubt it because we're amazing.
I think it just feels a little like weird not having an episode of a show to dive into. And I think that is just kind of our natural lead into what this podcast is going to be. What's with our new name?
What is our new name?
Our new name is The Salty Sisters.
Which, like, I love it and I hate it, which is kind of perfect because it goes with that name.
Huh? So I feel like ever since we moved to Michigan, Mark and I, Kristen and Phil have a lot of ideas about, like, we should open a small plate thing. We should, you know, a lot of like business.
A wine bar,
a cocktail lounge.
Let's go sell granola and open a bakery and make cookies.
Right. And so, you know, Mark and I used to kind of have this like Afton Lee umbrella, like when we did the earrings and like all that stuff a couple years ago. But now I selfishly just kind of picked this name because the Salty Sisters encompasses so much. You know, we had our little market last weekend. And we sold granola, Kristen sold cookies, I sold earrings and some Mod Podge jars type things. So this is just kind of, everything is under our umbrella, as you can see by our new Instagram logo. Headphones, some flour, you know?
Just kidding. That was a good description, kind of. Nobody knows what Afton Lee is, but that's okay.
I know. Are we going to be rewatching things?
Well, I mean, I always like randomly rewatch things. So we always do, but we won't be like recapping things like that we're rewatching necessarily.
Right.
It's not a Felicity podcast. It's not a Gilmore Girls.
Right. Some of you may remember us from Ben versus Noel when we first started, which was how we got into this podcasting business in the first place almost 4 years ago.
Ew.
I know. December of 2019. Oh, isn't that crazy? God.
Yes.
And then after Felicity, we kind of just wanted to come back and we didn't really know how. And so we picked Gilmore Girls. Mistake. And then we fell out of love with Gilmore Girls really quick. And then we took a hiatus. And I don't know, all of a sudden, Kristen was like, we should do a pod again. And we had to kind of think of some ideas on what the hell we could talk about. We're not celebrities. We're really not that interesting. But here we are.
Right. So we're here to talk a little bit about pop culture, things we're watching currently, maybe things we're rewatching, shit like that. Let's do it.
Kind of like our, what did we call it when we did Felicity? It was our... We had food news, but we had lifestyle categories.
Yeah, like an extended lifestyle category.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to go first with maybe just like a few highlights of your past year and some months since we heard from you last or no?
I don't know. Not really. There's like not a lot to highlight. A lot of camping, a lot of fun times. It hasn't stopped raining here in like 4 days, and it's really just making my mood plummet. But I mean, life is good. We hang out a lot. We go to eat a lot. We go to drinks a lot. We did a lot of camping this summer. I might have already mentioned. So
cool. I think the only thing that's really changed in Mark and I's life since the pod is that we are like moved into our house officially. That's how long it was that we quit the last podcast.
You guys have done so much to it.
Done a lot of work on our house. We're hoping to be able to like, you know, rent it out come holiday seasons next year. And that's pretty much it. Just living life in Michigan and just loving it. Live, laugh, love, some might say.
She loves this.
She loves this. Okay. I mean, that's going to be it. You guys know where to find us. I'm sure I'll say this again, but our Instagram has gone through a lot of metamorphosis over the last few years. Yeah. Ben versus Noel, the Versus rewatch, and now it'll stay the Salty Sisters. So find us. We'd love to hear from you. Let's move on to our first category. To click or not to click.
Oh, that was bad.
No. We're gonna be like, you know, noodling on some stuff. Did you want to go first?
Things we're clicking on this week, or maybe the past like couple of weeks.
Sure.
I am still clicking on every single thing Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I can't stop. I won't stop. I'm like, please, NFL, show me more. Like, I want to see your handshake with Brittany Mahomes over and over again.
the big red coach just basically gave his stamp of approval.
The big red coach?
Yeah, the Chiefs coach.
Andy Reid?
Yeah.
Got it.
I think, and I could have been making this up, but I think Travis Kelce called him, like, he got the approval from Big Red.
Nice.
Probably maybe fumbling that a little bit.
Wow.
There you go. I also cannot get enough of the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift relationship. It has brought newfound joy to football Sundays.
And, like, I think he's kind of adorable. Like, I've always been a fan of him. I did watch his show, Catching Kelce, like, years and years ago.
Like, 10 years ago, almost.
Oh, my gosh. He's still really good at football. I just really wonder what it's going to look like when she goes on tour, because I think she's, like, starting her tour up again, like this week. Like,
yeah,
this
November.
Sunday she plays a show, I feel like.
She starts the, like, European or, like, you know, across the pond era of her tours in November. So, yeah, a week or two. What is going to happen?
I already know that she does not have a show on Super Bowl Sunday.
How is his football playing abilities going to happen when she's not in the stands?
He's real good at football, so he knows she'll be watching from afar.
Jesus.
From across the pond.
Yeah, can't get enough. Love it. I hope this relationship just, like, lasts, because it's so fucking cute to watch and click on and read about all of the time. Like, he's so smiley, so is she.
Like, and I don't understand why people put so much thought into it. Like, conspiracy theories and, like, are they or aren't they? Like, no, they are. Like, calm down, everybody, and, like, just go with it. There's just, like, nothing negative to say about it. Why wouldn't you just go with it?
I don't know if anybody realizes this, but Taylor Swift is, like, doing pretty good for herself. She doesn't need some, like, tight end boyfriend to, like, give her clout or get her more popularity. I think she's doing just fine.
The only thing that might bother me a little is that it doesn't even bother me. I wonder how Patrick Mahomes feels, because he's probably going to be, like, the greatest quarterback of our generation, and he's so overclouded by Taylor Swift right now, and he's playing real good football. So,
but on the flip side, his wife now has, like, a little bit better presence in the media, right? Because
people didn't treat her well in the media.
And now, like, Taylor Swift is taking her under her wing, just like Sophie Turner.
That's true.
She's just a real feminist of our generation, just really making sure we all get along.
Wow, that's amazing.
Can you just not step on our gowns, you know?
Wait, what?
Exactly. Something that I have positive and negative about this clicking, but I will click on anything right now to do with Britney Spears and her memoir, which I'm listening to the audiobook right now, and I really can't stand it, but that's besides the point. I think the best thing I have read in the last, like, 24 hours was Justin Timberlake's reaction/non-reaction to this book, and how he's not going to comment on it, but he's really upset that it was overshadowing his anniversary with Jessica Biel.
Oh, my gosh. I can't stand Justin Timberlake. He is so cringy. Carry on.
Having listening, I think I have, like, an hour and a half left of her memoir. And the Justin Timberlake stuff and what she says about how when they broke up, like, the public, like, just got behind him the entire way, and, like, nothing she could do was right, and you look back on all that shit now, and, like, for fucking sure. Like, mm-hmm. She brings up the Diane Sawyer interview, which I can remember, and the Matt Lauer interview, mm-hmm. which were just so cringy. And, like, how did people get away with that kind of shit back then? Yeah, I'm interested to see what she'll do next. So, I wish I would have read the book versus listening to the audiobook first, but here we are.
Well, Dumois said that she is doing an interview with somebody. So, to TBD, I guess. I don't know who the interview's with or where it is, but
maybe Howie Mandel.
Maybe Howie Mandel. Excellent.
What are you?
Wait, I want to talk about Britney.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I've stopped following Britney on Instagram for a real long time because it just doesn't interest me. She's kind of sad, and I just whatever. But I have been reading a lot about the book. I will not read the book. Don't have any desire to. I feel like I've gotten everything I need to from, like, the headlines. And the only thing I'll say about the Justin Timberlake, and when I was listening to Ringer Dish this week, Juliet talked about it a little.
Oof, I knew you were gonna like this.
Is the abortion stuff. I feel like she should have totally written about it, and that's not what I disagree with. But I don't think people need to ride Justin so hard. I don't even know if people are, but you're 20 years old, you're making these life decisions at that age, and it's both of their rights to do that. And they, you know, it might be painful for him to, like, relive that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, everybody. I mean, what was this, like 23 years ago, like calm it the fuck down.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just sad. I mean, the whole thing is just...
It is like, weird. And that's, I think the, at the end of the day, that is what everybody's takeaway from this is. It's so sad that you have Brittany, who's, I think she's going to be 42. And like, you look at yourself, you look at me, and just like, she says this in the book multiple times that she is like aging backwards. And I think that really is like hitting the nail
mentally?
On the head. Yeah.
Oh, it kind of does seem like that.
Yeah. But like, I mean, shit.
And her notebook edition or audition. I mean, I love The Notebook, and you could never change Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. And I think I've rewatched their MTV Awards kiss so many times.
She just sent this to me again a couple weeks ago.
It's so good. But she did real good in the audition.
Yeah.
I mean, she could cry on cue, man.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't, I couldn't, that movie wouldn't be the same with her in it.
No, for sure.
So, anything else you're clicking?
I think that's pretty much it clicking wise. Anything else you need to add?
I was pretty obsessed, and I still will be, with like the Sophie Turner divorce. I'm a big Sophie Turner fan, not a Joe Jonas fan. Never have been a Jonas Brothers fan.
Interesting timing, because a lot of people are saying this too about how like Joe Jonas, how he spun this was almost to like get America like behind him and against Sophie Turner. And it's a lot of parallels kind of with the Britney Justin thing, which is interesting, but hey. Then Taylor Swift steps in and it's all fine.
I know. She is kind of like a magician. There is a Hulu documentary, which I will watch, I think, about the Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner divorce.
What is it called? Is it called like Marrying a Jonas or something?
I'm not really sure.
Ugh, man.
But
he's so... I don't really... The Jonas Brothers was like after, you know, I was old by the time they were popular, but I don't understand anything about the Jonas Brothers. I don't really think any of them are really... adorable in any sort of way. I mean, they're also like 15 years younger than me, maybe, but
I feel like Kevin Jonas, the older one, and his wife Danielle had for at least one season a reality show that I really enjoyed, and she's like the typical Jersey girl, I feel like, that I knew when I lived in Jersey, and she's, they were just cute. I liked it a lot.
Cabs are here.
Jersey Shore reference, everybody. Next.
Not clicking on. This is, at first I thought I was going to have a hard time with this category, but then John Stamos released his memoir, and I could give two fucking shits about his memoir. I think you and I are in extreme agreeance on this. I don't even know that I have anything to add to that other than who fucking cares?
That's harsh. That's real harsh. I mean, I don't care. I did click on one about how he almost... hooked up with Aunt Becky, got in a relationship with Lori Loughlin or whatever her name is. But then
I didn't see that one.
But then he met Rebecca Romijn. So anyways, that's all. That's the only one I clicked on. Definitely not clicking on a lot of stuff to do with that. A tough time to release a book, especially with Jada Pinkett's book as well.
Oh god. I guess I would have clicked on the Aunt Becky storyline. I didn't see that one, but I guess I would have clicked on that.
Excellent.
Jada Pinkett's another one, although I felt like a hypocrite writing that in my not clickable because I did listen to her Armchair Expert interview. But, you know, I have a hard time. Same thing with this Meryl Streep thing that's coming up. Like, they've been separated for 6 years. Then who cares? Like, why are we reporting on this now? Like, it's fine.
I'm not reading a lot of, like, I'm not clicking on a lot of, like, Meryl Streep stories.
Love Meryl Streep. Because
I do too, but there's, like, just never anything about her. So.
It's true.
I'm not clicking on, like, last week maybe. Do you click on J-Lo stuff? I mean, okay, there's J-Lo and Ben, and then there's just J-Lo.
This is really embarrassing, but like...
Did you order some of her lingerie?
No, but I think prior to her and Ben getting married, like, I like subscribed to her newsletter.
Excellent.
And then I just recently, I'm like, why the fuck am I still getting this? It's so...
Do you pay for it?
No. Oh. No. Okay. No. Who? It's so, it's not even cringy. I just feel like it's so forced, but I don't click on, no, I do click on, I yeah, I do.
Click on I usually stuff. Don't click on J-Lo stuff, and she released her lingerie the other week, and I don't know, man. I just don't enjoy J-Lo, and Ben really looks miserable. I hope he's happy, but
here's the thing that I clicked on recently and it wasn't even about J-Lo, it was about Jennifer Garner, which I will click on anything Jennifer Garner all day, every day. What's up, Hannah? You know?
Wow.
And it was like her outfit and how taking style tips from Jennifer Lopez. Like, fuck
And
off.
It was a cardigan.
I mean, like, seriously, people, Jennifer Garner could not be any more different from Jennifer Lopez. Like, we don't need to compare the two. Like, she's done and moved on from Ben. Like, can you imagine being Jennifer Garner and just being, like, so adorable, so down to earth, and just, like, being, like, I don't even know if overshadowed is the right word, but, like, enough.
Yeah. No, Jennifer Garner is great. I will always click on Jennifer Garner stuff. And she doesn't give two fucks about her set. Like, she just dresses for comfort. She goes out with her hair wet. She's not really, hey, everybody, she's not taking style tips from JLo.
Comment. Some might say the stars. They're just like us.
I'll tell you what.
When Jennifer Garner. The last thing that I'm not clicking on is anything to do with the Kardashians right now. I don't need to see any more Kourtney Kardashian and Kim Kardashian drama. Nope. I don't even know what the feud is. I don't care. I also don't need to see any more of her, like, baby bump being covered up in some other weird, like, Afghan blanket type things that she has, photo shoots. Like, enough.
I'm definitely not clicking on. It's the rain. It's really coming down. It's raining, everybody.
Our editor, Mark, is back, and he just wants everybody to know that he has got us set up with, like, this podcast studio, basically, right now. But what he can't control is Mother Nature, and it has just started, like, raining cats and dogs outside.
I won't click on Kardashians right now, but I will click on Jenner's. I'm into Kylie and Timothy Chalamet. He's just a really good actor, and Kylie is a really successful, like, woman. And then I love Kendall and Bad Bunny. Did you watch any of the Saturday Night Live stuff with Bad Bunny last week?
No. This makes me feel so old. Like, who the fuck is Bad Bunny?
He's, like, one of the biggest stars in the world.
I know. Which makes me feel even, like, dumber.
I don't listen to him. Like, I think I went... I mean, I don't listen to him. But he's adorable.
I think Timothy Chalamet is also adorable until I saw him at T-Swift concert with her smoking cigarettes.
I kind of... Like, he's adorable and, like, I don't know. That just makes... That little boy, like, manly, I guess. It's just so tiny. It's like, well, I guess smoke. At least he's not vaping.
That's true.
I don't know. Also, one more thing I wanted to get your opinion on that I don't typically click on is the People's Sexiest Man Alive stuff.
Has there been anything about that recently?
Well, Demois has been talking about it. It's coming up. And I just was so over it until she said it might be Pedro Pascal. I love Pedro Pascal.
Wow.
In fact, he did... Saturday Night Live skits with Bad Bunny last week, so he's just kind of adorable.
Okay, note to self, watched Saturday Night Live last week. That was also when Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were there, I'm assuming.
No, but they were there the week before. Oh. So I don't know if it's a thing. Lady Gaga introduced Bad Bunny this week with his singing performances, and the week before Taylor Swift, she introduced Ice Spice.
Nice Spice?
I don't know, man.
Old Spice?
Talk about feeling old. Who the fuck is that person?
I only know who that is because of Maddie Healy's comments about her. That's the only reason.
I didn't hear about these comments.
Controversial comments about her. I don't even remember what they were. Who cares?
Got it.
Something else I'm not clicking on. Anything to have to do with Maddie Healy. Enough. All right. Any other clicks on? Not clicks on?
Nah.
All right. Let's move on to our next category then of what things we're watching together and things we're watching or have watched separately.
Sure. Ooh, let's talk about Special Forces first.
Excellent. I did not. No, we did watch Special Forces the first season, but fell off of it pretty quick. Like, as you can tell in this season, it gets pretty repetitive. Mm-hmm. You know, like, enough with the hood and the goggles over the hood, exactly. And like dragging people in the room. Like, that's just kind of. Like,
really... I feel like there's so much more you can show us.
Right.
You know, like, what do they do during the days when they're not doing these weird challenges, yeah, or whatever they are.
I mean, you know, the latest episode that was on, I want to see more of people taking a shit and then getting called out by the the people and then like having to just hurry it up.
Or like Tyler Cameron being so sweet.
I fucking love Tyler Cameron so much.
I think there's only there for 8 days.
But when you think about it, I think there's only like 6 or 7 of them left. Maybe it's 5 or 6. They're dropping off quick. Not to plug Lala's podcast, but I made Kristen listen to the Tyler Cameron episode of the Lala podcast, which I feel like you and I have both always really liked him, mm-hmm, since Hannah's season of Bachelorette. But like, it just made him that much more down to earth. And you know, in the latest episode when he's fucking Christy?
I'm not sure.
Bob Saget's.
Kim? Who cares?
Who cares? But, like, you know, like, she's just having some real struggles, just picking her up, picking all of his stuff up, like, carrying the boat. I love so much when he was like, Tom, start carrying some shit, bro. Like, what are you doing?
You're just standing there.
I could not love him more. And like, who would not uproot their life to move to Pluto, Florida to like
Juniper.
Date him? Jupiter. God damn it. That's like the second.
Juniper or Jupiter?
Jupiter.
Okay.
It's like the second or third time I've called it Pluto.
It's some planet. The way he was talking to the speed skater, I don't know anybody's names. And he's like, how about your pops? I mean, and not a lot of people can pull off pops, but he can. And I don't even think he's that cute anymore, because his hair looked a little weird in his one-on-one there. Like, it's slicked back, and I wasn't a fan, but he's really nice and gentle with everybody.
And I honestly think he is, like, comes off as so genuine, and I honestly think that's how he will be in real life if you were to meet him.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him, and he's not like Tom Sandoval when the blonde Bob Saget's ex, Christy or something, whatever her name is, when he was like, Tom Sandoval's like, yelling at her when she's dropping the canoe thing. And, you know, I get it. It's probably so frustrating. So I understand he's frustrated, but be cool, man. Take some notes from Tyler.
One of my favorite things is when it's not the CO. What are they called?
Staff.
Yes. Said something about his nail polish. And like, I don't know if it was last episode or the week prior. And they're just like, hey, nails, let's go. Because he's just like slacking because he still has his white gel manicure on.
One thing I'll note with Tom Sandoval is he comes off to me as the least genuine.
Absolutely.
When he was in his little one-on-one, all he wanted to do was talk about like, woe is me, America hates me, you know, and everybody else has like trauma they're talking about, but not him. It's just about, I cheated on Ariana, and I don't know. He just comes across as fucking douchey.
I love that they called him on that too. Like,
yeah,
you're blaming other people. It's your fault. 100%.
Question. Could you do these challenges?
I want to think that I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could you do the very first one where they're going across the bridge?
Oh, God. See, and I know I saw the previews for, it was supposed to be Monday, but now they're on like a 2-week hiatus. So I saw the preview for like November 6th episode or whatever date it's coming back. And it's even worse than that first challenge. And I would have a really hard time. I think I would attempt it. I would like to think. Although, on our way home from Harbor Springs yesterday, Mark asked if I could do the Sky Bridge again, and I said no.
Oh.
So I guess maybe not.
Like, the car one was stupid, but the falling backwards in the nighttime in the ice-cold water, that could be hard, because I don't like to get water up my nose. Could you plug? Did they plug? I think they could plug.
I don't, and you really don't need to if you do it right, but absolutely. True. Like, that's all very good points.
And I would like to think I could do the canoe one. But if I'm the losing team with that backpack after during the canoe, I don't think I could have run back.
Did you stand up and puke?
Dude, that was fucking impressive. I mean, again, I'll give it to Tyler. Like, don't, if you're going to puke, like, stand up straight and do it. Just like project it. It looked like on Pitch Perfect when she like tosses her cookies in the beginning.
So yeah, I recommend Special Forces. I was not going to watch it, but I'm glad I am. Phil really likes it as well.
It seems like from Nick Viall and Tom Sandoval, Jack Osborne, and maybe Tyler Cameron said this on Lala's podcast too, is that JoJo Siwa is like everybody's like favorite human being that was on that show with them.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because she's 20 years old.
Here's what I'll say about Nick Viall on this show, and I'm a big Nick Viall fan, super unimpressive. Like, he just doesn't have a lot of personality on this show.
I thought the same thing about Tyler Cameron the first few episodes because, you know, it was the same people getting attention. It was Tara Reid because, I mean, easy, you know.
Right.
Easy prey kind of sort of. Black China, again, pretty easy. But now I'm hoping that, especially after last episode where they fought, I'm hoping Nick will kind of come alive a bit.
Yeah.
But to be determined.
And then Jack Osborne, he's such a tool.
Dude.
I mean, he's everything, right? He's a fighter. He's an armchair soldier. He's jujitsu. Trigger finger. I liked when they were making fun of that. That was really funny. He's just kind of douchey.
I thought he was like the first episode. I'm like, oh, wow. He seems like he, you know, nobody's seen anything with Jack Osborne in like 15, 20 years since whenever that Osborne show was on. I had a little bit of faith in him. But yeah, what a tool. He was on Tom Sandoval's podcast, which I'm embarrassed to say that I am semi enjoying. Same thing with Brian Austin Green. What a fucking douchebag.
Ooh, yeah. I do not like him.
I will circle back to him in a little bit. But
also, we're watching Survivor.
To your dismay.
But I am glad I join in. Now, I'm only two episodes in, but I did read about what has happened in the last couple episodes because I wanted to read this article.
It's embarrassing. People of, I mean, I think they're young, like 20-somethings that are quitting.
Well, the one girl who quit first was like 32 or 33.
Young people, like, know what you're going to do. This show has been on for 22 years.
You've been coming here for 20 years.
Only been open 8 years, sir. You know what you're getting into. It's going to be wet. There's going to be bugs. It's going to be cold. Fuck.
Yeah, it is tough. First episode in when they're like building the yellow team, when they're building their stuff. And she's like, we do hard things. Are you serious? Everybody does hard things every day, girl. Like, you look like a fucking tool.
I think I will probably say this every season of Survivor now, but enough with the weaving of the palm fronds.
What's that? That guy called it out, whatever his name is.
I know. Thank God. Because Tyson, every season, like, recapping it, whatever, they say, like, what a waste of time that is. But yet every season, you got these fucking girls sitting down braiding the palm fronds.
Maybe it's just, like, so they can feel useful, you know?
Ugh.
Killing some time.
It's fine.
I like this season so far. I was out on Emily the first episode, and I was back quickly back in on the second. I was like, is this girl really trying to do this little redemption tour? But, yeah, she got me.
I think she got me too. I think America's behind you on that
America
comment. That's pretty much all we are watching together. I do want to give a special shout out to the couple of movies we have watched, maybe separately, but at the same time, which have been Barbarian and Tusk. That's all I'm going to say about it. If anybody has watched either of those two movies, you understand. If you haven't watched either of those movies and you need to pick one with a gun to your head, do Barbarian instead of Tusk. But please, for the love of God, go watch the trailers.
Yeah, the one amazing thing we took out of Barbarian was and that's all.
That's it.
You can watch it and find out what that means. Separately, well, we watched, so I did get into And Just Like That. Oof. Late to the game. It's fine. I'll watch season 3.
Double-edged sword with Aiden coming back.
Yeah, whatever.
You know?
Yeah. Let's move on from Aiden, you know? I hope they like separate next season. And then you're watching Dancing with the Stars.
I think, so the things I'm watching separately TV show-wise, I think it's only, like, pretty much Great British Bake Off and Dancing with the Stars. And I have to comment on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know how I got back into this show. Like, I don't remember who was on what season where I was like, I'm going to watch them. I watched Monday's episode last night, and I was, like, tears. They did a tribute to Len Goodman, the old judge who has been on the show since the beginning. Mark's like, the show's been on for 20 years. I'm like, I know. It, like, made me cry. I was tearing up. It was because Bruno, like, just started sobbing.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, like, really hard to watch. But some, obviously, I'm watching this season. I'm rooting for Ariana. Duh. But, you know, there are some interesting standouts. You know, I didn't really ever think I would think that Jason Mraz was, like, doing well. But he's, like, doing well. The Bachelor girl is doing really well, but, like, oh, my God, she seems like such a bore. Like, Chastity? Crystal?
It's amazing how you can just be, like, 3 years out on The Bachelor and not know who anybody is.
I mean, it's the same story, right? She looks like she weighs 90 pounds. Her and her fiancé, I'm sure, will break up in the next couple weeks here. It's going to be fine.
What about Mark? I didn't realize Mauricio was on there.
You know who he looks like? And I can't think of
this
guy.
He's handsome.
He is very handsome. Yeah. He looks like the guy from the that HBO show, The Night Of, the lawyer. Do you remember? With, like, the feet and the hives.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that's who that was at first. Yeah. But no, he definitely is handsome. And his dance on Monday, it was, like, the, not the freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
But the,
it was the, something. I read about it. That's another.
Contemporary.
Those are another couple people that I'll always click on is Kyle Richards and Mauricio Wansky. I watched his Netflix show because he's, like, a really big realtor. And he's got a Netflix show. His daughter's on it, and
I feel really out on some of this stuff because I never got into the Housewives.
Yeah,
so it's hard for me to, like, realize what's going on in this world. But
you're housewife adjacent though, because you do watch Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, it's true. But he did really good.
Do you think him and his partner are dating? Because they were caught holding hands.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then Kyle Richards took down a post.
Whoa. I mean, it's so hard to tell because they're always like, if they're single, these two people, they're so intertwined. Like, obviously, all the pros on Dancing with the Stars are, like, beautiful and, like, very handsome and whatever. The two, I think, for sure are dating, and I have no idea who the fuck this guy is, but he's, like, the dude and, like, the young girl. Was he on, like, F-Boy Island or something? I don't know who this guy is, but he's, like, a internet star or something.
Got it.
Something I don't understand. And the other girl who's doing really well, Sochi, like, mom is like, she loves this girl. And I can't stand her for some reason because she's 17 and she's so in love with Val Chmerkovsky that I can't even really watch them dance because it's so awkward to just watch her, like, fawn over him, somebody who's old enough to be her father.
Yeah.
That's all, but she does do a really good job.
I remember I was going to ask, is stupid, annoying Julianne Hough one of the judges?
Yeah, she sure is with Carlton.
Wait, is she the host or a judge?
Oh, sorry, she's a host with, why can't I think of that guy's name? Doesn't matter. Yeah. But then Derek Hough, he took Lund's place as the head judge. So, yeah.
That's great. Anything else you're watching?
No, but I do want to note three movies that we've watched lately that were really good. We just watched the latest Saw movie, which has been the only critically acclaimed Saw movie, I think, since the first one. Decent. Enjoyed
it. Were you scared?
No.
Oh.
No. But it had a storyline.
Because the first Saw movie was real scary, 25 years ago.
Oh, that was real fucked up. Yeah, super fucked up. We watched The Nun, which had some jumps. And then I just finished Where the Crawdads Sing.
Nice.
I'm sure I read that book in, grade school with everybody else, but it was a really, really good movie.
I don't think it's that old.
Oh, no, the movie's not that old.
No, I don't think the book is that old.
We'll look at this in our fact checking. Sure. And then the movie that I just started, so instead of watching TV shows at the gym now, I've just started movies. I started the movie Worth.
What is that?
So that is, it's on Netflix, and it's with, I'm so fucking bad at remembering these people's names. Batman guy? Michael Keaton. Bolton? Yeah, Keaton, okay. It has Michael Keaton in it, and the premise is it's after 9/11 happens, and he's a lawyer who has to determine, what people's lives are worth, you know? So, he's trying to decide, how much money the victims' families get, essentially. Oh. And I'm going to tell you what, anything to do with 9/11, when I have to watch it, it almost instantly makes me tear up and cry. So, I'm, on the elliptical yesterday, I'm just like...
That's the worst.
It's just sweat. It's not tears. But yeah, I recommend it. I'll keep you posted as I continue.
Is that on Plex?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Same with Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yeah, that's a 2018 book.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm not sure what you're thinking of.
Yikes, me either.
But yeah, I've always, the book has really good reviews, so.
Things I'm looking forward to watching, and I think you'll agree with me on this, is House of Villains and the Beckham show on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I caught about 10 minutes of House of Villains last night in between something. It looks fucking dumb. And Jax has gotten so much filler shit in his face, but I'm going to watch it because it looks really entertaining.
Who did I just hear that was on that?
Because, Joel McHale's the host.
Oh, interesting.
And, I mean, I think there are a lot of people from, The Challenge on it, too. And then Ponderosa or whatever the fuck that lady's name is.
Omarosa.
Yeah. Ponderosa Survivor.
Ponderosa.
Corinne from Nick Viall's season about 7 years ago.
Omarosa was from...
Deal It Fired.
The Trump show.
Yeah. Fired.
Don't
talk about Trump on this podcast. The Apprentice.
I did just... Phil and I just finished Winning Time. And, I mean, if you guys... if you people out there like sports shows, it's about the Lakers when they first drafted Magic Johnson. And also about the Celtics when they first drafted Larry Bird. And it is so good. It's so well acted. John C. Riley, John C. Riley, plays the owner of the Lakers. And he's just so good in it.
Like stepbrothers John C. Riley?
Yes. So, which there's a whole other backstory because, Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, produced or created Succession or whatever. And then Will Ferrell was supposed to be Jerry Buss in Winning Time, but it didn't go to him. And so him and Adam McKay had this big fallout. And anyways, so then John C. Reilly got the part.
Will Ferrell was one of the people behind Succession?
Yeah, I don't know if he just produced it, if they had a production company. I don't exactly know.
Oh.
I know, weird, right?
Yeah, that is really weird.
But it's a great show. It got canceled. It was supposed to go on and on. I read why it got canceled. The writer's strike happened, so nobody could promote it. And the actor strike and everything, and it just it just plummeted in people watching it and their numbers and everything. So,
what are two shows that you really are looking forward to coming back post writer strike?
I mean, Handmaid's Tale, and I don't even fucking know, man.
Grey's, just kidding. LOL.
I'm not even caught up on Grey's, and I don't know.
I mean, I think I might have said this on our podcast, or you and I have talked about it at length. But the only reason I was still keeping up with Grey's is. I swear to God, I would fast forward till I got to Scott Speedman and watch it. And then I think I looked like this the whole time, just smile on my face, super dorky.
It's cute.
Abbott Elementary is one I'm looking forward to coming back. But who knows when shows will come back. I mean, damn near November, so.
Right.
Should we move on to food news?
Yeah. I suppose we're going a little long, aren't we?
Sorry, this is our first episode. A lot to talk about.
Food news. So last night from Half Baked Harvest, I delved into her archives and made a 2019 recipe. I made a roasted cauliflower and black bean enchilada. It was delightful. And I make my own enchilada sauce, Cookie and Kate's recipe. It's real easy.
Nice. Was it good?
So good. But ultimately, I feel like enchiladas always taste the same.
Okay, Sheena. Just kidding.
And then Pinch of Yum's pumpkin granola, I'm obsessed with.
Did Pinch of Yum also do? No, it wasn't. Like the original recipe for granola that you sent me, it was not. It was like
Alexandra Cooks or whatever.
Alexandra. Okay, I was gonna say. And
I'm making her tacos tonight.
Cool. Yeah. That granola is the granola that I am now making all the time. It's what I sold. So good. We haven't really had the chance to try any new recipes yet, but we're going to start and make it a thing. But when it was like Amazon Prime Days or whatever, we got the Joshua Weissman cookbook. He's a YouTube person. And then we got Skinny Taste and the Blue Zone cookbook. So we looked through them all the other night, flagged a bunch of pages. So I'm excited for next week's recording so I can give some insight of some new recipes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yes.
I also bought the Love and Lemon's new cookbook. She's a food blog. She has all vegetarian or vegan recipes. I like her.
So many food blogs.
There is. I have my faves.
That's a new one I've never heard you talk about.
Yeah, I random ones all
in the rotation.
Time, yeah.
Have nostalgia of the week down here because we are gonna say we both had something to say about it. Do you remember what it was?
Well, I feel like my nostalgia of the week is like listening to your playlist for like 8 hours straight. A lot of Goo Goo Dolls, a lot of Matchbox 20, a lot of anything and everything from like my early 20s.
Because we are officially those people. I will just talk about myself. I'm officially that person where I now listen to the oldies, right? 90s, early 2K. That's basically it. Our brother Mitchell gave me some really like crazy words of wisdom. Something about how you can like go back and discover music of the past, but you can't do that with future music. Like Bad Bunny. I can't, like, really listen to him and be like, yeah, I like this. Like, it's just really hard to do that, where it's much easier to go back and, you know, like, Def Leppard, cool. I don't know. That's a bad example.
I don't know. I listen to new music a lot, so.
Yeah, me personally. You know, it's really difficult for me to do that.
Right. You said something about I Heart Rob or Heartthrob Rob.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Which is, like, a great Instagram follow for everybody. Just, like, Heartthrob Rob does these recaps of Seventh Heaven and, like, Berenstain Bears books and just really random shit. They are so fucking funny.
Kristen has been into this Instagram for a long time. It took me many, many months to actually start following him because she would just send me these random Seventh Heaven clips of him rewatching, which are fucking hilarious. But he just did a rewatch of Save the Last Dance and it was just so fucking funny. That's the end of it. I highly recommend you go check it out. I won't do it justice by trying to like, you know, dive into it. It's from The Gap.
I just started watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall today at the
gym. A lot of wiener in that movie.
I forgot about that. Jason Segel
you
really confident.
You shall not pass. How do you feel about that, rewatching that right now?
It's fine.
Is it? Okay.
I like love Mila Kunis. I mean, there's so many people in that show. I mean, Jonah Hill's in it, which I don't like Jonah Hill, but the kid from Kenneth from 30 Rock, you know?
Oh, God.
I mean,
I think that guy plays the same person in every single movie.
It's true.
One podcast category that we're going to keep in for now is like, I don't know what I want to call it yet. It's kind of like a Felicity corner. I have not been able to rewatch Felicity since we ended the Felicity podcast, which was 2 years ago almost. And it's been very difficult for me not to watch it. So I watched the first episode again last night and I love it so much. And just the chemistry of all of these characters, I had a smile on my face the whole time. I shed some tears. I kind of forgot that the song Angel plays when she's talking to her
what
counselor.
What song is that?
In the arms. You know.
Of the angel.
You know, adopt the dogs, adopt don't shop commercial, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to keep watching it. And I'm going to do it an episode at a time. And maybe I'll have things to say about it. Maybe I won't. But I'm glad that I can finally like get back into that headspace.
That's amazing for you.
Talking about it every week and like dissecting it really fucked with me.
Yeah, especially with doing it with somebody like me.
And Kelsey, who like...
Yeah.
Okay, lastly, when this episode airs, it's going to be Halloween. Any Halloween plans or costume ideas or carving pumpkin things?
I'm going to be a sexy bunny. Hip, hop. I'm just kidding. I'm not dressing up as anything. It's just supposed to snow here.
That it's true.
But we're going to carve pumpkins on Sunday.
Yep. I know. We have our house all like spookified out. Michael Myers is going up in the window today, hopefully. But yeah, there's snow in the forecast.
Yep.
So, wah, wah.
I'd rather have snow than rain. Talk about the weather.
Rainy days and Mondays always. All right. Well, everybody, we will be back in your ears every Tuesday from here until the foreseeable future. Hopefully forever. You know, now it's the day where everybody has a podcast. So why not, you know, just be part of that. Thank you to the people who messaged, texted. Are you guys going to come back? When are you coming back? 80, I'm talking to you. We have some real loyal fans out there.
Hi, 80. The end.
The end. We'll be back next Tuesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're so happy to be back with you all. Find us on Instagram, things you want to talk about, comments on this episode, whatever. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.